Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Of course, on the show, 5:30 Creed, 2:30 Tupac,
yep.
Every day. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Let's see if I can get this one right on the prediction on the Twitter poll results. Which should be the identity of the Eagles' offense for the rest of the season, run first or pass first? What do you think the poll results are?
That's a good one. It's going to be close, whichever it is. So I'll go 54% says pass first.
You're right on 54%.
Oh, run first.
54% run first.
Wow.
But what is it just that they've won that way?
That's it.
It's not a fear of Jalen throwing the ball. It's not a because I don't
think it is.
I don't understand how you can watch the first three games this year and not at least want to try it the other way.
So I don't think it's a fear of Jalen throwing the ball as much as it is that's the formula that they've used to win. So why change it?
Right.
So I think that's – I think it's more of that. I think people have and rightfully so, if you're just going by results, have convinced themselves that when they need to throw, they'll be able to throw.
Yeah.
Whether everybody agrees with that or not, like, but people have convinced themselves because the results say that. Results says when they have needed to throw –
I hate that
win.
So much.
I know.
I hate it.
But why do you hate it?
Do you know why I hate it? Because if you can throw when you need to, you should be able to throw all the time. And throwing is you're going to score more points if you throw more than if you're not going to throw more. So when we need to throw, it makes it sound like you're breaking it in case of emergency and you're not sure about it. Mm-hmm. And that's what is so confusing to me. If you believe at the most crucial time that you can do it, you should be able to do it all the time. Maybe not all the time, but more than they're doing it. That's why it drives me crazy. Throw when we need to. It's like this. We talked about this once. We would never describe a good defense as a defense that was 26th in the league in points or something, but always came through with a big play at the end of the game.
Right.
We would never say, just play that way. Just stop them when you need to stop them at the end of the game.
Right.
That is why throw when we need to is
right. Okay. Let me phrase that a different way.
Okay.
What if I said it's a defense that people wanted to blitz more, but that isn't necessarily what you normally do or you would prefer to do, but when you need the blitz, you can blitz and be effective when you need to do it.
You know what?
Is that different? How is that much different than passing?
I am glad you brought that up. Mm-hmm. And we didn't even discuss this. But what is Vic Fangio doing this year? He's blitzing a lot more. He blitzed a lot more against Kansas City. He blitzed a lot more against the Rams. Why? Well, he's doing that because they have not been effective getting to the quarterback otherwise. And what I would tell you is, it's the same as the offense.
He's still selective when he does. He's not blitzing all game.
No, but he's blitzing a lot more than he has.
Sure.
A lot more than he has. Why? Because he is looking at the situation. And what he's not doing is saying, well, last year we didn't do it, so we're not going to do it this year.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking at it this year, and he's saying, we're not able to get to the quarterback. We need to get to the quarterback, so I'm going to blitz more. And what I would do is look at the offense this year and say, look, we are not running the ball as effectively as we were. We need to score points. We need to move the ball. So you need to adjust. You can't just say because something worked last year, it's going to work this year. And that, so I think it's actually a pretty apt comparison. Mm-hmm. I think if, just like you said, if we're running the ball all over the place, and scoring 30 points a game, running the ball all over the place, then fine, whatever. But we haven't been. So you keep quoting it. Saquon is at 3.3 yards a carry. 3.3! He was over 5 last year, I think.
Listen, I agree with you. I am more apt to want to throw the ball more. I actually anticipated that's what they would do. And that's why I'm like, with me, I'm this is what I expected the approach to be coming into the season. And so to not be able to do this is more frustrating to me because I think we're capable of doing it based off what I saw at times last year. I'm saying, well, why can't we do that at least a little more?
Score more points, put your defense in a better position, put Saquon in a better
position. Well, explosive plays through the air. That's really what it boils down to. I'm talking about explosive plays through the air. When you're not getting explosive plays on the ground, you got to find a way to get explosive plays. Methodically moving the ball down the field is not the way to go try to win week in and week out in the NFL. You want explosive plays.
And I know we want to throw the ball down the field, and I agree, but I do think also explosive plays in the passing game can happen in shorter routes that you get the guy when he's on the run. And they've had opportunities with AJ, mm-hmm. and those are the passes that it seems like that Jalen seems to pass up. The crossing routes early in the play when it's there, and then he doesn't take it, and then then he winds up trying to have to be a magician in the backfield, trying to create time for himself. 215-592-9494. Chris and Sewell, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
We had to go at it last week, and as I predicted, Spike, you're still not happy. I mean, I don't know what it's going to take with you.
All right.
I really don't.
Instead of insulting me, why don't you just tell me what you think? Because I think we had
an insult? I just said you're not happy.
When did I say I wasn't happy?
Well, you go too far. You put your poll question up, and you don't get the answer that you were looking for.
No, it's 50. Hold on. Away. No. First of all, the poll question is 50-50. That's not the answer. Yes, it is. It's essentially 50-50. Chris, why don't we just rewind this? Instead of talking about what my motivation is or why I feel the way I feel, why don't you just say what you think?
Well, first of all, you go too far because your deduction on the 54-46 vote on the ball was
Are
the people afraid to have Jalen throw the ball? Nobody is afraid to have Jalen throw the ball.
Hold on, Chris. What? Do you know what Donovan McNabb told us on Monday?
That the coaches doesn't hold a candle to Jalen Hurts.
I don't care.
He was don't like that.
Chris, how about this? Ike agrees with me. So why don't you talk to Ike about his proposition that they should throw the ball more?
No. Ike's completely different than yours.
No, it isn't.
You guys want utopia, and you want to be able to both have this dynamic passing offense and run the ball and be assured they're never going to lose a game. Okay, fine. I get that. Okay, that's utopia.
Chris,
you show me
it is a simple
pedigree team.
Okay.
You show me a championship pedigree team that has successfully won 19 out of 20 games, primarily running the ball when they need to run it and throwing the ball when they absolutely need to throw it, and have those fan base and their media just, we need to throw the ball. I mean, you guys are never happy. You're just not happy. And I get that it generates your media and your ratings.
All right, I'm putting them on hold for a second. Everybody was happy in the second half of Sunday's game. Uh-huh. Everybody was happy. I was happy with it. You were happy with it. Jalen was happy with it. AJ was happy with it. The fan base was happy with it. 70,000 people at the link were happy with them throwing the ball and scoring points. I have to be honest with you, Chris. Saying they should run it when they need to run it and throw it when they need to throw it is not an opinion. It's not an opinion. It doesn't mean anything. So if you want to open up that, I didn't say I wasn't happy. I said I liked what I saw in the second half. I don't know. I can't. I'm going to give you one more chance to act like a human. Chris.
Saying that they should run the ball when they should run the ball and throw the ball when they should is an opinion. That's exactly what you do in the NFL to win. You do what you need to do to win if the opportunity is there to throw it, or...
Okay, well, can I tell you something, Chris? A.J. Brown disagrees with you, because what he said is we should stop...
Well, of course, A.J. A.J. Brown's opinion is slanted. Don't you get it?
He's an Eagle!
I'm sure you do.
He's on the team!
And of course...
Jalen said the same thing, Chris! Jalen Hurts said the same thing! Jalen Hurts!
All I'm saying is...
I don't care. I just don't care. I just don't care. He doesn't have an opinion. I just... What, did I come across as somebody who wasn't happy?
Well, you certainly aren't happy right now.
Well, with him.
You certainly aren't happy right now.
Run when we need to run and throw when we need to throw is not... I'm sorry. Is not, do you, that's not a strategy.
Yeah. But it makes sense to a lot of fans.
Yes.
Run when you need to run and throw when you need to throw.
Of course. You know what they should do? They should score points however they need to. There we go.
215.
We'll talk to you on Sunday.
They should win the game on Sunday.
They should win the game. They should score more points. However they score more points, that's the way they should do it.
Yeah. 215.
All right.
So okay, let's take a deep breath. Let's
I'm
take a
fine.
Deep breath. Let's take
I'm
a deep
fine.
Breath.
I didn't want that today.
We got a lot of show to get through here today. So are we, and I'm going to say you.
Yes.
Are you looking for someone to convince you why they shouldn't throw the ball?
Yes. If I guess.
But if their opinion is that they win and that's the way they've been winning, it's hard to argue against the results.
Even though
I disagree.
Yes, but I
disagree.
That's fine, but that's not what he said. He said we should run when we can run and we should throw when we can throw.
Yeah, I know, but we also have to have realistic expectations that every caller's not going to come up with a philosophy that convinces you that they should
My issue is not that anybody disagrees with me. I could care less. That's the job. That's what we're doing.
Right.
We are discussing people that agree and people that disagree.
Right.
We don't have to call up and say, "Oh, this is you again. You're never happy."
Sure.
That's the only thing I.
But that's anybody that's having this take, saying that they don't like what the, and that includes me. Now, granted, you and I are viewed differently, and I'm not trying to sway anybody, but I'm just saying.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what people are going to take when they hear you say it, is that you're never happy, because it's from their perception, well, they're winning, they win this way, and that's never good enough, and that's never good enough.
No, I loved the second half. I thought we all did. We wanted an opportunity.
I agree, but my point is that people are going to say that's a half. They have 20 games of winning another way.
Yep, and what I would
20
say...
20 games of winning another way.
What I would say is last year doesn't matter to me anymore. It doesn't matter.
But to them, it does.
Sure.
So
yes.
We know where we stand. Each caller is calling up to give where they stand on it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I just don't need a personal attack to start the
That's
phone call.
Where everything went wrong, at, and that's where...
That's it.
That
Corey always disagrees with me.
Yeah,
love him.
That's where everything went wrong. Yes.
I just don't need you to attack me.
Yeah.
That's all.
I think he was the one last week that started off with, "You're just like your dad."
Yes. Yes. Yeah. He's the same one.
Okay. See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. We don't have to put him all the way up at the top.
I forgot
until he got on the air that's how it started. And then he started again.
I'm not letting you get off the hook with that.
Oh, it's my fault.
I'm not letting you.
We're an accountability show.
Yeah.
Yes.
I forgot that one. And then he started talking. And I was like, That was him. That was him.
Because just to pull the curtain back, I don't always listen, but if there's somebody I don't, and Jack somebody has somebody number one on my board,
right.
I'll go to him if I don't remember who it is. I didn't remember who it was, and that's how I trusted Jack.
Yeah, I rarely remember. It takes a while for me to get used to it.
I knew it so within 13 seconds.
So did I. Yeah. And I was like, well, this isn't going to go very well. All right. We're a conservative play calling type show.
Yes. I love
simple,
my job.
Simple offense.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Simple offense. Right. One place that, you know, they can win by running the ball or throwing the ball.
It's National Appliance Warehouse.
Yes. They can win in multiple ways.
You know what? You know when I'm happy? He said I'm never happy. Happy at National Appliance Warehouse.
Hard not to be.
Yep.
When you go to National Appliance Warehouse. Lowest prices? Check. That's guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a pizza technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. Also, Tax for Delaware helps. Service? I mean, you kidding me? Top-of-the-line service. Industry-leading service team there to take care of you. We always talk about the culture at National Appliance Warehouse. Do you want to join that culture? At National Appliance Warehouse, Mark Stemack and his team have built a difference-making culture at National Appliance Warehouse. If you want to work there, all you got to do is email Scott, our guy Scott, at nawde.com. That's Scott at nawde.com. Join a great team. And we always talk about the appliances, the most important one. Over 100 brands, 15,000 square foot showroom, Sub-Zero, Cove & Wolf, whatever you need. They have it for you at National Appliance Warehouse. So visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or stop by their showrooms in Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware. Tax-free Delaware, that is. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Also, to give you another window into Jack, the second guy he has on the call board, it says, guy you wanted to fight at McGurk's.
Remember that guy?
Yes.
Still mad.
It was the speakers guy. Is it the speakers guy?
Yeah, it was why can't we hear you?
Yeah.
Speakers guy. After the baseball thing?
It was after baseball.
Yeah, it was after baseball.
Yeah.
Speaking of baseball, our resident baseball expert, Elliot Shore Parks, checked in after the game last night. So here is, before we get to Elliot, here's what, so Kyle Schwarber has 56 home runs. The team record is 58 home runs held by one Ryan Howard.
Correct.
Rob Thompson was asked, you know, down the stretch here, if you have meaningless games, are you going to prioritize rest for Kyle Schwarber? Are you going to let him go for the record?
Onset this weekend, though, if the games maybe get to a point where they don't have a ton of meaning, like wanting to let him have a chance to break it, but also maybe rest guys.
Well, I think I'll talk to him, but I think I'll give him a chance to break it if it's there.
There it is. So Rob Thompson said he will give Kyle Schwarber a chance to break it if it's there. Elliot responds by saying, interesting decision by Rob Thompson. The Eagles faced a similar situation and prioritized winning instead of giving Saquon a chance to break the rushing record. The Phillies are prioritizing the record.
Oh, Eagles for the best.
So it's not the same thing at all. Saquon Barkley is a running back in an NFL football game, which, by the way, it also involved the offensive line. Kyle Schwarber is a designated hitter on a baseball team. So it's a very different situation than the Saquon situation.
I don't even know
where to go on that one. I want him to go for it. I have no problem with him going for it. I have no problem with him playing games this weekend. Most of them probably would have played this weekend anyway. Christopher Sanchez is going to pitch on Sunday, even though if they have everything wrapped up, whatever. I want Schwarber to go for it. I don't know if I want him to break the record, personally. I'm not ready for that part of Ryan Howard's legacy to be out of the record books yet. And he is, it was a monumental season, but when we talk about that season, I think that record gives us a centerpiece to talk about the season. It was overall, I think, a better season than Schwarber's having, notwithstanding. I don't even think it was close.
Yeah.
But I think, I wouldn't be mad if Kyle Schwarber broke the record, but I like that Ryan Howard, when a record is 50 years old. Okay, whatever. This record is 18 years old. I kind of like that Ryan Howard still has that record. So I don't. Yeah. It'll be neat if Kyle Schwarber breaks it. I think if I were given the choice, I would rather Ryan Howard held onto the record for a little bit longer.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I think Ryan's place is cemented. Yes, it would be nice if he still held on to the franchise's all-time single-season home run record. I'm sure that's a nice little feather to sort of have in his cap. I look at it this way. You know, there's a whole new generation of Phillies baseball fan out there right now. And there were people during that time when Ryan Howard was doing what he was doing, didn't necessarily celebrate it like it should have been celebrated because Michael Jack Schmidt's records were being broken and guys' records are being broken. And people didn't want to see those records being broken. And as much as I was in for it, I mean, all for it then and celebrating Ryan Howard then, I think a new generation of Phillies baseball fan deserves to see something they've never seen before. So I think there's a generation that watched Ryan play and do what and do what he did, and that's we're grateful for having those memories of seeing that. But this is an opportunity. Kyle Schwarber, when you don't get home run hitters like this in baseball anymore.
Pushing 60?
Yeah. No, you just don't get that. Yeah. So to get this happening, if it happens, I think it'd be cool to happen. I think those that go to the game this weekend.
It'd be cool if it happens at home, by the way, too.
Right, yeah. It's at home. It's really the only reason to go to the games this weekend is if Schwarber's going to play to see if he can break it. It'd be cool that those fans get rewarded with being able to see that. So
that's fair.
And I'm a Schwarber guy as well. I love Ryan Howard. I like Schwarber as well. And I like seeing history being made. Yeah. I do. I like seeing it being made. And it's 20 years is if it had been 5 years, I felt different. 10 years maybe, but 20 years, that's a generation of baseball fans.
By the way, Dave Dombrowski joins us next at 3 o'clock. What do you think, Jack? Is somebody now Ike is saying one generation, you are in the generation that we're there for Howard, but also living through the show. You're younger than us. You know?
Yeah.
I was like a young pup when Howard did it.
Yeah, but that makes you idolize those guys.
That's true. Yes,
right.
Sir.
Even more.
Yes, sir.
So I actually think I'm okay either way. Like, I don't really want him to break it because I like Ryan Howard. Ryan Howard was a Hall of Fame talent who had his career cut short by the Achilles injury.
Yeah.
And I like the idea of him being the single season home run king for the Phillies. Like I like that kind of thing. If Schwarber signs an extension and hits the home run and tops it, I will be okay with it. But only if he's a Philly after next season.
Well, that's fair. I kind of like that. If you're not going to be here,
I don't want
to.
We
need you to have the record.
He walks, his name's off the books. It's still Ryan Howard.
I kind of like that.
When we talk to Dombrowski in 10 minutes, maybe we ask him if Schwarber breaks the record, can you just walk out onto the field
and
with
just give
the contract?
Him the contract then, yeah.
Give him whatever contract
Listen,
he wants.
Yeah. That would do not. Numbers on social media.
It'd be
a good move.
You can't break the record and then leave.
Well, correct.
Yeah. Well, I hope not.
Yeah.
And there is a little part of me, and this is
here it is.
I know it is on brand.
You can never be happy.
Well, he's the designated hitter.
Oh God.
And it is harder to do it when you're an everyday player, which is we see Cal Raleigh has been a DH, you know, for what, 60 games this year, has only caught, you know. So I am a purist in the National League sense in that I like when guys play in the field and are hitters as well. And I think what Ryan Howard did a little more difficult when you have to play the field every day than when you're just the designated hitter. That is just it is a small part of it. But Kyle Schwarber's year has been, it's been crazy because it's funny. The month he has hit the fewest home runs this year, June.
Yeah, and he's supposed to be June Schwarber.
Yes.
The last 2 years has not been June Schwarber.
6 home runs in June, and then I think 12 in August, and then however many it's been in September. All right, we mentioned Phillies president of baseball operations, Dave Dombrowski, joins us next. We will ask him about the prospect of signing Kyle Schwarber, plus a lot of other stuff. So Dave Dombrowski joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.